people arriving in Hong Kong from abroad no longer have to take compulsory PCR tests. That's despite the territory still recording around 20,000 COVID-19 cases a day. And the reaction among travellers is mixed.
So I was expecting we're going to have a PCR test, but it's good. It feels like it's back to normal.
Since it's increasing the cases, I think they should implement it again. Bad timing to cancel it right now.
Vaccine certificates will also become a thing of the past. Previously, only those who had been vaccinated could enter certain places, such as restaurants and supermarkets. Social distancing is also out.
We can take away a few of the tables and give people more room to stand or dance or what have you. So we're looking forward to it. I think on the public sector, there's going to be a bit of worry for the first couple of weeks. So I don't think you'll see the mass rush of people coming out. I think it's going to be more of a gradual thing.
Hong Kong has largely followed China's lead in tackling coronavirus. It had some of the most stringent COVID rules in the world, but it's lifting most of them, just as China abandoned its zero COVID policy earlier this month.
We've been hearing from chambers of commerce up and down Hong Kong that they desperately need to have these restrictions removed, that they need to get back to a sense of normality. And in particular, we need to have visitors coming to Hong Kong. Hong Kong's very dependent upon tourists.
But while the opening up of Hong Kong is largely welcomed here, some countries are being more cautious.
Japan has restricted passenger flights from here to certain airports, a decision the Hong Kong government says could affect tens of thousands of people. And if the number of cases continues to rise, more rules by other countries may follow. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.